Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been taken out of an induced coma and is responding to speech, according to the German hospital treating him. The hospital statement said Navalny has the long-term consequences of serious poisoning for Navalny still cannot be ruled out. Navalny, a sharp critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Berlin on August 22nd, 2 days after falling ill on a domestic flight inside Russia. German experts on chemical weapons said tests showed, quote, proof without doubt that he had been poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent known as Novichok. Russia has rejected that claim. British authorities identified Novichok as the poison used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in England in 2018. As the Navalny case plays out, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's office indicated Monday that she might be willing to reconsider her support for a controversial German-Russian gas pipeline project, which would bring Russian gas to Germany under the Baltic Sea, bypassing Ukraine. Four Somali soldiers were killed and a U.S. service member was injured Monday in an al-Shabaab attack on an outpost 60 kilometers west of the Somali port town of Kismayo. A senior leader in the Jubaland Regional Administration told VOA Somali that the soldiers died when a vehicle-borne explosive device hit their camp early on Monday. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command confirmed that a U.S. soldier was injured in the attack. Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that the militants used a vehicle employed as an improvised explosive device and mortar fire. At least one al-Shabaab fighter was killed in the attack. You can hear more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening.